Well, good morning. Thank you for joining me today. The luminosity of Mahayana mind, one mind, is impossible to describe or pinpoint in space or time. Yesterday we had a retreat here and we sat a lot. And this morning, coming away from that, I was reminded of my Zen master teacher in Germantown, Maryland, telling me that Zen meditation was the best exercise. And how in the very beginning of sitting, it was very confusing to me. How can this pain in legs, sitting perfectly still, be the best exercise? And now when I see how it affects my very consciousness of myself and my world, I recognize how it is absolutely the best exercise. I think everyone who was here yesterday probably feels in a similar way, that even though it may have been difficult at times to sit, it was certainly worth it. So I guess I just offer that as a little bit of encouragement when sitting seems to be difficult and doesn't seem to be getting anywhere. It's not that sitting isn't getting anywhere. Sitting is always just sitting. It's that we think we need to get somewhere. So I don't have a lot to talk about this morning. I can't stop smiling today, because everything in the world is so luminous. That's all I'm going to say about that. So any thoughts today? Any questions, comments?
Even after just a, what was it, we had a one-day retreat, there is this blissful kind of, yeah, this grinning. What is that?
Yes. What is that? Good luck on defining it. When I used to sit with the Zen master in Germantown, this one mind experience, the transmission of mind was just so in the atmosphere. It was so clearly present that it was undeniable, even though I didn't understand what this was. I guess in some traditions, sometimes it's referred to like a perfume. There's this essence of all one that is indescribable yet can't be denied. I guess you could call it Bodhi, the arising of recognizing that there's more going on here than meets the eye. And it's not just my little view of the world, but actually, this is a great, huge experience that's beyond my understanding. Having that in the beginning of your practice and having teachers or encourage you to continue is the most wealth you can acquire in life, because it puts you in the position of recognizing your own nature rather than chasing after some external mirage that doesn't actually exist. Now you're all of a sudden recognizing that there's something here already, that you just don't know what it is, but you're on this path, if you want to call it that, to discover what it is. So this process of discovery, I think, leads us all the way back on this whole circle, right to where we started. It never ends. So I was just trying to describe the indescribable. And so thank you for putting up with me while I was doing that. So if there's nothing else to discuss this morning, I think I'm going to call it a day and move on to what is next. Thank you so much for sitting with me and being here today. Appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm.